Speaking of the Patriots, though. Speaking of the Patriots. Sign Mike Gesicki today. You have Juju Smith-Schuster. Bring in Robinson, the running back. I'd say it's a pretty good start to the offseason for the Patriots. I mean, this is a team that obviously is under heavy scrutiny every single day from the fans, from the media in Boston, from, not so much the national media anymore because they haven't been winning. So, you know, the spotlight is off them a little bit. But they're still a national topic because of Bill Belichick, because they're the Patriots in that brand. But I like what they're doing so far. We talked about this a little bit, I think, last week or at one point. All these things that they're doing, everything that they've done, they brought in Juju. You know, I don't know if it's an upgrade over Jacoby Myers, but I do know that he's a better run after the catch guy. You know, someone who can make some plays with the football in his hand, and that's something the Patriots have sorely lacked the last couple days or last couple years. You bring in Mike Gesicki to replace Jonnu Smith, who, you know, unfortunately just didn't work out, whether it was the system, whether it was just several circumstances that led to it. It just didn't work. So you bring in Mike Gesicki. Seems like it's going to be a good fit. It all comes down to Mac Jones, John. All comes down to Mac Jones. And if he can embrace the opportunity with Bill O'Brien, I don't think the coaching staff was the entire issue last year. He had to play better, but it was certainly a factor. And I think given, you know, Bill O'Brien's success with working with young quarterbacks and getting success out of offenses, I think it's going to give him every opportunity to succeed. So ultimately, it's going to be down to him. Is he going to take the next step in year three? This is not a young quarterback anymore. He's a guy that's starting to enter his football maturity in the NFL. You got to embrace it. And if he can't take the next step, then this Patriots team is going to be another 500 team. If he does, they can win some games, and they have some nice offensive pieces in place.
Yeah, I think, you know, can you get Kendrick Bourne back on the field? I thought he had a really good first year with the Patriots in 2021. Obviously, last year he fell out of favor. He's one of Mac Jones' closest friends on the team. Maybe he steps it up a little bit. Tyquan Thornton was a second-round pick a year ago. Can you keep him healthy and give you a different look because he could potentially be a deep threat? Now you got Gesicki and Hunter Henry as your tight ends. I think that's a good combo there. Neither's really a great blocker. But, you know, the sport's changed. I mean, it's not years ago where the tight end was predominantly a blocker who also caught passes. Now it's the other way around. I mean, Travis Kelce's not blocking anybody, and he's going to go to the Hall of Fame and is putting up numbers that may never be approached again. So, I like those moves. I think they need one more receiver because if you lose Jacoby Myers as they did, you replace him with Juju Smith-Schuster, a little bit different type of player. But, you know, kind of a lateral move. Add one more receiver, hopefully a veteran free agent or through trade. Now I think you've added some nice pieces among the skill guys.
And they've been connected to Jerry Jeudy out in Denver, if you believe some reports. So to me, that's an indication that, yeah, they're probably thinking along the same lines. It doesn't mean that's the only person that they're after, but it gives you kind of an idea about where their mindset is and thinking, okay, this is not, we're not finished here. And look, we talked about this yesterday. This is a league that, you know, in the past, you know, having that marquee big play wide receiver wasn't necessarily a big deal because it was more quarterback dominant, you know, and it's still quarterback dominant today, but, you know, obviously you need players that can make plays after the catch and after in the open field. It's not just about, you know, Tom Brady throwing to Randy Moss, going up and getting a big catch 40 yards down the field, and that's that. No, it's attack the middle of the field that's much more wide open these days and take advantage of holes in the offense. And you need athletic skill players to do so, and the Patriots have sorely lacked that. Now, again, doesn't mean Juju's one of the best ones, but he's better at creating after the catch than what the Patriots have had. And if you go out and add another skill wide out to this offense, all of a sudden, yeah, you can elevate the play of Mac Jones on top of hoping that he elevates his own play. And that'd be a pretty good combination, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, without question. And again, as you said, it's up to Mac Jones embracing Bill O'Brien's offense and playing better than he did a year ago, which isn't going to take much. I think he had a horrible year last year. Part of it was the lack of proper coaching. I mean, here's a guy who played for a legendary coach in high school, a legendary coach in college, and he was surrounded by a bunch of first-round picks at Alabama. First year with the Patriots, he's got Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. So he's never been used to not being coached by elite coaches, and then all of a sudden it kind of changes in year two. So, yeah, that's going to be so important. I also think they need to address the offensive line. I think we're in agreement that they've got to draft a tackle with that 14th overall pick. I wouldn't trade the 14th overall pick for Judy. I think Judy's been somewhat of a disappointment, but he's only played 3 years. And his first 2 years, he was playing with a myriad of, like, below-average quarterbacks. Yeah. And then last year, Russell Wilson just never got going and maybe never will get going. So you would think maybe, you know, he could produce better with better quarterback play. But I think they need to address the offensive line, specifically left tackle. If you do that, maybe you move Trent Brown over to the right side. And the interior line, I think, will be fine. Cole Strange in his second year should be better. Andrews is solid at center. Owenu's a really good guy. And then again, with Adrian Clem coaching the offensive line, an experienced offensive line coach, that will be buttoned up, and that will just make all of those weapons better, right? Yeah. You know, you give Mac Jones an extra half a second to throw the football, he should be a better quarterback. So I think that they have to address that in the first round. But, you know, if they can button up that offense and the defense continues to progress, be better on special teams, because special teams cost them last year. Normally special teams helped them win games. It cost them games last year. Now you're that much better. The only problem is, Ian, if Rodgers ends up with the Jets, Miami's made some nice moves in the offseason. Buffalo, I think, is going to take a little step back. That division is just really tough.
Yeah.
So they could be better next year and still be 8-9, 9-8, and maybe be on the outside looking in and run the playoff race.
Oh, sure. And you know, here's the thing, too. Can you really, and I was just thinking about that division, too, because we've already kind of talked about the Bills, and look, they're seeing some players leave. We've kind of seen them hit a, I don't want to say hit a wall, but they certainly didn't. You know, the last few years leading up the last season, they seem to have progressed every year, kind of taken one step forward. This year, that didn't happen, and you kind of feel like maybe they peaked. I mean, who knows? Maybe they have. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've exhausted every ounce of talent that they've had, and things aren't going to get much better. You're right. Miami's better, assuming, again, Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. The Jets are better. And I do think that the Patriots are going to be better, just by virtue of offensive coaching and perhaps some of the offensive moves that they've made and have yet to make. And there's still a very long time between now and the start of the season, and you have a thing called the NFL draft coming up where that's going to be pretty key. And we all know that they are usually fairly active in the post-NFL draft free agency wave, you know, where some of those veteran guys get, you know, cut and, like, you know, you get opportunities that obviously you're not really thinking of right now. So plus, they look like they might be interested in adding Taylor Rapp, safety from the Rams, which would be a nice little piece. Obviously, you're going to be looking to replace Devin McCourty. You're not going to replace Devin McCourty, but you need to get bodies in there and good football players to try and pick up some of the slack left with his retirement. So, again, I like what the Patriots are doing right now in terms of how they're approaching the offseason, assuming, again, that they're, like you said, they're probably going to attack the offensive and possibly defensive line. You can always count on the Patriots to go O-line, D-line in the first round when there's either no obvious need or a lot of different needs. You can't go wrong going to the line.
Half of your roster is made up of offensive linemen and defensive linemen, and we know that you need depth there because there's constant injuries. Look, the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is no disrespect to, you know, Jalen Hurts, who I love and is an outstanding quarterback, continue to grow. The Philadelphia Eagles got to the Super Bowl a big part because of Jalen Hurts, but even a bigger part is their offensive and defensive lines were downright dominant, and that's why they got to the Super Bowl. And we see Kansas City winning the Super Bowl this year because they improved their offensive line, improved their defensive line. I know it's not really sexy or exciting, but those parts of the game are still important.
No, and you know what? We're kind of talking about, like, the evolution from what positions were valued in different eras, but the common denominator was it's always been offensive and defensive line in the mix as well. You know, we talk about, well, it's been running back heavy, now it's quarterback heavy, or now it's wide receiver heavy, but, and then there's always, like, well, also the lines. You need to solidify the lines, you know, from the inside out and, from the outside, you know, going backwards, you know, go from the defensive line to the linebacker, so on and so forth. So So yeah, I mean, look, it's a solid start to the offseason, and I think a very prudent approach, because again, sometimes you don't want to get overboard and believe you're something that you're not, and also you don't want to sit back too long and let all the good players go, because this team does need an infusion of talent. This is not a team that can be, you know, whose problems can be masked by Tom Brady anymore. You have to make sure you address those issues and realize, yeah, you have a young quarterback that has potential, but you need to put him in the best situation to succeed, because he's not Brady. Two, he's still learning and growing as a quarterback. So you just got to give him the best opportunity to succeed. And if that happens, well, guess what? You win some football games. So,
yeah, without question. I mean, the division is much stronger now than it's ever been. And then you don't have Tom Brady there to mask whatever shortcomings you have.
Yeah. And that's
obviously a major thing.
You look, and that's fine. I mean, I don't think winning the division is not out of the question. I mean, obviously, if I were to pick the Patriots and win the division this year, it would be kind of outrageous, but it's really not unrealistic, because I don't think the gap right now between these teams is astronomical. I think going into last season, I think we had Buffalo on a much, much higher pedestal than what they are now. I think they've definitely taken a hit this year in terms of coming into the season and expectations. I don't know if they're going to be – I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe other people are thinking differently, but I look at Buffalo, I'm like, man, it was just disappointing how it ended for them last year. They had a lot of good moments, but it always felt like they reverted back to what they were, and that was mistake-prone and underperforming or playing down to the competition. And maybe we excuse that as, oh, maybe they were bored. I know I said that at one point, but maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I just look back at that playoff game against Miami, right?
Yeah. With
Skylar Thompson quarterbacking Miami, and it was a three-point game. Life and death with the Miami Dolphins on a cold day in Buffalo. Like, that kind of shocked me. And then the next week, Cincinnati just went in there and toyed with them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they just manhandled them on both sides of the line of scrimmage. So, I picked Buffalo to win the Super Bowl this year. I may pick them third in their own division this year, especially if Rodgers goes to the Jets. I can see the Jets winning 11-12 games. I could see Miami winning 10-11 games. I could see Buffalo right around there. And I could see the Patriots winning 8 or 9. I mean, it could be really jumbled in the AFC East, and teams are playing each other and beating up each other. And, you know, it could be that type of closeness in the AFC East this year.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all for it. It'll make it for, you know, make for a much more competitive season, obviously, for the Patriots and Dolphins and Jets and Bills. It should be fun. So,